I respectfully request, Mr. Chairman, 3 minutes, because as medallion owners, we have the largest stake in this industry, relatively and absolutely. What do you say? All right, I'll talk fast. I'm Carolyn Protz, one of 6,000 individual, largely immigrant, although not in my case, working class taxi medallion owners. We're often ignored. We've been standing on the steps of City Hall for 4 summers, probably you've seen us. We've been to memorial services, marched across bridges, and been to hearings testifying about our plight. To your credit, and the credit of Speaker Johnson and the mayor, we see that you're aware of our issues and you would like to effect change. But first, it is imperative that we all understand how this debacle of declining medallion values happened in order to better inform future actions that might help alleviate the damage that has occurred. We're not workers. We're not drivers. We're small business people. We're essentially shareholders in an enterprise that was created by New York City government. There is no free market. We already bought the franchise. In our view, there can be no remedy if the remedy and the implementation are left up to the current TLC regime, which is comprised of Bloomberg leftovers. I'm sure we all remember when Mayor Bloomberg swore to destroy your effing industry. This destruction, as promised, was carried out by his appointees at the TLC, which has become essentially an arm of a multinational corporation. Can that possibly be in keeping with the progressive path that New York City has chosen to follow? In the past, the TLC understood that medallion cabs had a protected access to market, which was often touted by TLC commissioners. For decades, the TLC promoted the medallion to first-generation immigrants as a path to a worry-free retirement and our exclusive right to cruise the streets to find passengers. What happened to change the status quo? Beginning in 2011, the TLC began ignoring, bending, breaking, and changing its own rules. These actions and inactions resulted in a much diminished role for the city franchise, yellow cabs, and a greatly expanded one for app cars. I have a detailed list. It's far too long to go into, but the main thing they ignored was their duty to protect the economic stability of licensees, which Mira Joshi never wants to talk about. She's always down in the weeds, so far that I need a machete to get out of there, but she never sees the forest, which is the fact that there's 140,000 vehicles on the road. None of these guys can make a living with that many cars on the road, and it's the one issue she never wants to address, even though she has broad authority. She allowed unlimited numbers of additional black cars, 90,000 at last count. She allowed misclassification of the app cars, which in the opinion of many should have been classified as liveries and would have then been subject to environmental review. How many air quality alerts did we have this summer? It was happening almost every day. She allowed the cars to work with virtual meters, even though they should not have been allowed to do that. She's ignored distracted driving and the 640% increase in black car crashes. 640%! She changed the retirement rules for black cars. She changed the rules on dispatching. She allowed the app companies to write their own rules on wheelchair accessibility. How did this happen? The TLC took upon itself a change in its ideology. The only parameters they work within are consumer protection, safety, driver welfare, and accessibility. They feel they have no role beyond that. Carly, it appears to us that the TLC's goal is de facto deregulation.
We gotta go.
We need a TLC that'll properly.
Oh, you give it time?
Thank you.
Yeah, I give Carolyn my time.
Okay, Carolyn, go ahead, Carolyn. He give you her time.
This industry will become a free-for-all with no respect given to the franchise holders' rights. Until there is a TLC that will properly do its job, which does include, and maybe you don't want to hear this, limiting the number of vehicles on the road and enforcing a protected access to the market that was bought and paid for by medallion owner drivers, there will be no stability in medallion prices, and New York City will suffer from all of the negative externalities that go along. Diminution of driver income, discouragement of the use of public transportation, billions of dollars of losses to taxpayers, congestion, pollution, crashes. This debacle still can be remedied. It didn't happen all at once. Our demise has been a long, slow-moving series of events. The combination of unlimited for-hire vehicles along with new or changed rules or overlooked rules, which we can go over anytime you want to have a meeting with me, I have a list this long, created an avalanche, one snowflake at a time. Thank you.
Thank you.